morning, girls.
Good morning.
Laura Morosky with us here. Jenna Zadunik as well, as we talk about the summer programs that are underway, are we, Laura?
Starting the week of June 20th.
Okay, so dang near.
Yes, very close.
All right, so this is the planning stages, and that's why you're here. What's going on?
We have something definitely for every age, every interest. Again, starting the week of June 20th. We have some new things coming up this summer. We have a few gymnastics camps that we've never done before that I'm pretty excited about.
Okay.
They're week-long camps, Monday through Friday. We have a girls' gymnastics, boys' gymnastics, a tiny tot gymnastics, a cheer-nastics, which would be pretty fun. And again, those are Monday through Friday week-long camps. We also have our tiny tot camps, also week-long Monday through Friday camps, and those are for ages 3 to 5. We have tiny tot music, tiny tot art, tiny tot nature camp. But I really want to stress to parents is get signed up now because space is very limited. And last year, those classes filled up.
And I'm sure as you've gone along over the last couple of weeks, you've had a lot of parents that have called and said, oh my gosh, I didn't realize time got away from me. And you probably hear that a lot.
Exactly. School's out. Parents are like, what can I do with my kids now? I want to keep them active. I want to keep them busy. I want to be, you know, creative and doing things for the summer. So get signed up now. And I know Jenna has a lot of summer fit things going on for the kids as well.
Dazzle me.
For youth, we have Summer Fit Kids. We're offering a morning and an afternoon class. That's been a very popular class after school, 2 or 3 days a week. And so we're going to have it, obviously, now for the summer in the mornings and afternoons. And the kids get to work out and learn how to exercise, go outside, do all different kinds of things, and learn why they should exercise and how to be healthy and just total wellness. We also are offering youth yoga, which has been another very popular new class, morning and evening time slots. And then we're offering a youth triathlon training, which I'll talk about the triathlon in a little bit. And then, of course, we have personal training for the youth. For the adults, we're doing an Oar to Shore training. So it'll start exactly 8 weeks before the Oar to Shore, and we'll get you prepared. If you've never biked before and you want to try it out, it's a good time to get the training in at the Y. We have our beach boot camps. We're doing prenatal yoga now, something new also for a couple months that's been going well, and lots of kayaking classes too. So if you want to know more about kayaking, you got to call Sam Crowley at the Y.
It's kind of interesting to hear talk about youth needing to get out and get fit and things like that, because things are very different from when old guys like me were young. I mean, that was just how we got places, was running or biking or stuff like that. But it's a different world now, and kids do need to be kind of pushed and prodded into that and away from the games and the TV screens and the monitors and the whole bit.
Yes, they do. They need to move more and eat less and just have fun. You know, we're trying to teach them that exercise can be fun and that there are things that they can do and they won't even realize they're exercising. So that's what we do with the Fit Club and the youth yoga and the different classes.
Well, Laura, the bottom line in all of this is you got to make it fun, or the kids are going to be like, I don't want to go. Exactly. So you've got to make this fun and interesting.
Be fun. Yep.
We're going to talk about the triathlon in a moment, but first, resident camps.
Resident camp, August 15th through the 20th, YMCA resident camp, Camp Little Lake. We run at the Page Center out in Gwinn, Michigan. This is our third summer running. We're a state licensed camp. We have an on-site nurse. Staff are highly trained, and they've really been working hard to make this a great summer for the kids. In camp, it's really just all about kids coming out, trying new things, meeting new friends, and having fun. And we have some great opportunities for them this summer. We have a certified kayak instructor who comes out and teaches the kids how to paddle, brings them out on the water. The kids swim. They learn about nature, arts and crafts, sports.
So
you
basically
name it, we
all
do
the
it.
Traditional stuff that we grew up with.
You bet. Campfires, s'mores, just good time at camp.
What age group are you looking at?
We're looking at age group 6 to 13. And I want to stress that space is limited. We can only fit 35 kids this year. And last year we were at full capacity and we did 2 weeks last summer. This summer we're running for 1 week. We can take 35 kids. And I believe I already have 6 signed up. So I know it's not till August, but parents, you definitely want to get signed up and reserve your spot now so your kids don't miss out.
Hang on. We'll get you websites and phone numbers and all that other good stuff in just a minute here. But Jenna, we've also got a try to run here, or
yes.
Try to run, swim, and bike.
Yes.
Okay.
Swim, bike, and run. It's our third annual Teal Lake Triathlon on July 17th, so a month from tomorrow. For the adults, we have a quarter-mile swim, a 20K bike, and a 5K run, and that'll kick off at 9 a.m. that morning at Teal Lake in Negaunee. We're thrilled to have Marquette General and Bell Hospital sponsoring us this year. And for the kids, ages 7 to 14, we have a 200-foot swim, a 2-mile bike, and a half-a-mile run. So we're excited about that. We had almost as many kids as adults do the triathlon last year.
And these are actually, even nationwide, becoming more and more popular. Folks are really kind of starting to get this whole triathlon vibe going.
Yes, triathlons are very popular. It's a great sport. Very, just for anyone, really. We have a lot of beginners, so don't be afraid. If you've never done one before, it's a great short sprint try, is what they call it, to, you know, have your first triathlon, especially in Teal Lake. It'll be warmer than in the Lake Superior, so that's good.
Well, the other thing, too, I mean, it is a competition to a point, but if you're just starting off, the real competition is just to say that you finish something like this, and then maybe as the years go on, get better, but it's a great personal goal for a lot of people to set.
Oh, exactly. I mean, the last couple of years, we've had a lot of people that just have wanted to finish, and they have, you know, and that's their goal, and they've accomplished it. And then we have the very serious triathletes that have been doing triathlons for 10, 20 years, and they can come and participate too, and they have enough competition. So it's really for anyone. We are doing a kids triathlon training the week before the triathlon. So if, you know, your child is maybe interested but isn't even sure where to start, or you're not sure what they need or how to transition or any of those things, then they can take the triathlon training class, which will kick off on July 12th. So yeah, really excited.
And the funny thing is, Laura, as we take a look at this, we're talking about all these activities and camps and classes and opportunities, and it seems so far away.
But yet it's so
close. But it's so close. Mom and dad really need to get a hold of you folks now.
They do. You can go to our website, because all of our summer listings, they're all on our website, www.ymcamqt.org, or they can stop in the Y or give us a phone call. But exactly, these programs, they fill up fast. So you don't want to miss your opportunity. You want to get your kid or yourself registered as soon as possible.
And the other thing, too, is the Y, the facility itself, for folks if they're interested or curious. I mean, one of the best things is for them to just stop in, because you'll show them around.
Exactly. Stop in. We'll give you a tour. We'll talk to you, see what your needs are, get you signed up for a program. We're always busy, so just stop in.
And being a member obviously does have its benefits as well, because as far as classes and things like that, that reduces costs and
get a little discount.
Get a little extra loving if you're a member of this
stuff, too. Yeah, for our members,
you bet. The website once again, Laura?
www.ymcamqt.org.
And the quiz continues with Jenna. The phone number is?
227-YMCA.
And that is our Y Wednesday.